free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look, of course, at America Held Hostage Day 72. But we're also going to take a look at how race is being inflated in this tragic case in Minneapolis. There's been a lot of cases of police brutality. And yet, when you look at the way the media handles this, they don't seem to notice unless they can use this to start a race war. And as we approach the fourth turning, you should be very concerned about that. As we have a depression that is looming before us, again, even if President Trump rolls back the guidelines and recommendations from the White House, from Fauci, to undercut these Democrat governors who are giving those recommendations and guidelines to us good and hard, unless he pulls that back and unless he changes the psychology of this, by putting some people in there who've been right from about this from the very beginning, unless he does that, people are going to be too afraid to go out in the open and go shopping and so forth, even if they're allowed to by their masters, even if they're wearing a mask or they've taken their vaccine, they're still going to be too afraid of this. So there's much work that needs to be done with that. And if they don't do that, we're going to be heading into a depression. And the way they're going to cover up a depression is with a war. This is the way the two typically go together. The last fourth turning that we had, major restructuring of society that happens about on 80-year cycles. The last one we had was a Great Depression and World War II. And now we see the drumbeat of war with China being escalated almost on a daily basis. And it's surprising to me to see how many of the intelligence agency, the CIA, the military industrial complex, how they're pushing this with China. Not that China is not evil. China is very evil. But understand, this is going to suit the purpose of the military industrial complex, and we should not be used by them for this. Just to give you an idea of how aggressive the American empire, the military industrial complex is, just take a look at what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela, one of the largest supplies of oil anywhere in the country, has absolutely no oil, no gasoline. They have completely destroyed their economy with the kind of centralized control that has now been imposed here in America. And so as a result, they have to get gasoline from Iran. And the U.S. said, we're not going to allow that because we don't like Iran. We don't like Venezuela. We got sanctions on both of them. And so the Venezuelan government used a military escort to get five Iranian gas tankers into their port. And as people looked at this, they said, well, just guess that the U.S. decided that it wasn't worth the escalation, too many unknowns, to try to intercept that. But they said there's still chances for the U.S. to make trouble for Iran's tanker fleet. More ships will arrive in coming days, and they have to go back to Iran. Are we going to create something like a Cuban Missile Crisis over this? Over this? Are you kidding me? You think they'll create a Cuban Missile Crisis over something like this or come up to the brink or even talk about that? You don't think they'll start a war with China? I mean, we have what's happening in Hong Kong. China's getting very aggressive with Taiwan. I mean, those are big issues. They're much more important than some backwater country that's destroying themselves with centralized control, getting a little bit of oil and gas. No, those are big issues. And we should be very concerned about what is coming up. Meanwhile, we're going to take a look at censorship, because it's kind of interesting how censorship is now coming for those on the left. Michael Moore just got censored because he did a climate change documentary that attacked some of the sacred cows of the left, renewable energy. He exposed it as a fraud, which is something I've been doing for over a decade. And I'll show you a film clip that exposes that as well from me. But he got censored by YouTube. A lot of censorship going on. President Trump getting censored. You know, if you don't defend free speech, President Trump, sometimes it happens to you too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression, and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, May 27th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 72. Day 72 of America held hostage. Do you think this is going to go over 400 days like the Iranian hostage taking? Except this is by our own government, taking our own citizens hostage. Keep that social distance. We've got to keep our biometric surveillance going. That's right, and they've got new tactics to surveil you all the time. You know, I want to begin, and I've gotten a lot of updates here as to what is happening with America held hostage. And, now we've moved on to the mask. They haven't required us to put the masks over our eyes like the Iranians did when they captured the people in the embassy there. But wait for it, because, you know, they have said that the virus can enter your eyes. So I'm just waiting for them to demand that we have to put the mask over our eyes and not just our mouths. Right now, they're gagging us. They're gagging us big time on social media and other places. There you go. That's it. Over the eyes. Probably over the eyes and the mouth. That's the way the Iranians did it. So that's what's going to be coming. Let's just go back to April the 10th. This is almost 2 months ago. Now, here we are at the very end of May. So the very beginning of April, we had William Barr, our wonderful attorney general, who was right there to defend President Trump against the nonsense of Russia. And it was obvious nonsense from the very beginning. But he ingratiated himself to President Trump, this guy who was the attorney general for George H.W. Bush after his brief career working for George H.W. Bush at the CIA. So the CIA operative, William Barr, said on April 10th on the Laura Ingraham show, April 10th, when this period of time at the end of April expires, end of April, that was about a month ago. Okay, so what did U.S. Attorney General Barr, great defender of the Constitution and freedom, say was going to happen a month ago? He said, I think we'll have to allow people to adapt more than we have and not just tell people to go home and hide under their bed, but allow them to use other ways, social distancing and other means to protect themselves. Well, why don't you tell us that? Why don't you tell that to the Democrats who are reveling in the recommendations and guidelines that the White House has given them to stomp on people? You know, we now have an escalation. We have de Blasio, and I'm going to cover this in detail. Mayor de Blasio in New York is saying that if you violate his orders as a church and you meet, he may shut you down permanently. Lori Lightfoot, the LGBT mayor of Chicago, of course, goes further because this is a dream come true for her. As an LGBT activist, to be able to shut down churches permanently? No. She doesn't want to just shut down the churches permanently. She's talking about a legal declaration that would allow her to bulldoze the buildings. China style. If you want to see what's coming to America through these guidelines and recommendations from the bureaucracy that President Trump has put in charge of the White House, and with the Democrat mayors, and to a lesser degree, the Republican mayors. You know, is it okay if you only get 50% of China, like we did here in Texas right now? You know, restaurants can open up 50%. Thank you. Thank you for that little bit of freedom that you've granted us, Republican Governor Abbott. You can take your 50% and I'll tell you what you can do with that, okay? Yeah, that's what the Republicans give you. They give you 50% of China. The Democrats want to give you a full 100% right now. So which is more dangerous? Is it more dangerous to boil the frogs or to come after us with a knife? You decide about that. I think I would rather see the frogs coming at me with a knife so I don't have somebody telling me, trust the plan, trust the president. They're Republicans. He would never do something like this, right? So we see in not New Jersey. This is in Colorado. It's all over the place. Owners of the restaurant that opened up on Mother's Day, remember that was in Castle Rock, Colorado. It was packed. And they were shut down by the governor there in Colorado. And they have now sued, saying that their rights were violated. That's right. This matter is more than just a case of executive authority overreach and constitutional violations. It implements core principles of our nation's founding. And the rule of law, says the lawsuit. Well, they're exactly right. All these things have been shut down. And you should be very concerned about that. When the Constitution goes, when the rule of law goes, when all of these governors and the president and the bureaucracy decide that the law is what they say. The law is in their mouth. Yeah, we've had Barr write a letter or two to people, but that's it. They've done nothing. Done nothing about all this. I join most Coloradans in our frustration watching videos of people illegally packed into restaurants and thinking about all the moms and grandmothers and aunts and everyone who has put at increased risk of dying from this horrible virus, said Democrat Governor Jared Polis. Oh, really? Really? That killed people? Did it? What a lying piece of filth he is. What a lying piece of filth. And you know what? People died. This is happening as we just, you know, Monday was Memorial Day. We had a lot of people who died in the founding of this country to give us liberty. And now they use the threat of death, which is not a real threat, to take away our freedoms. There are no exceptions in the Constitution for imaginary pandemics pushed by the CDC and the WHO. And they have pushed, this is like 8 or 9 that have been pushed now by Fauci, and he's never gone this far. This is political. These small businesses, especially restaurants with small margins, simply cannot survive waiting and waiting and waiting, said the attorney who filed this on behalf of the restaurant owners. I had a listener send me an email on Proton. You can find that email account, davidknightshow@protonemail.com. It's encrypted as much as you can get, as secure as you're going to find anywhere else. So if you want to send me information or tips, I'll keep it anonymous, but they sent me a thing, said, yeah, I know somebody who is a manager at the Cheesecake Factory, large restaurant chain, of course. They said that what they're getting is about 30% of what they would have considered to be a really bad day. So we can't survive either. It's the mom and pops. It's the other restaurant chains. I mean, the FDA has come out with new guidelines. You can't have buffets. You can't have salad bars. You can't have drink bars. Why? Why? Are you kidding me? Did the FDA ever pay attention to what happened on the Diamond Princess cruise ship where everybody was having salad bars and buffets all the time? You know, that truly is the worst case scenario. They didn't quarantine properly. They didn't know that they had sick people on there for quite some time. And even then, out of 4,000 people, you had 600 who had antibodies. Only 300 of those 4,000 were symptomatic. Of those 300, 12 people died. But we're talking about a population that is not in the best health, tending to be elderly with multiple health conditions and eating at buffets and salad bars all the time. All the time. And less than 10% of them even got sick. Meanwhile, we look now, this is New Jersey. Gym members getting arrested by five police officers for violating lockdown and going to the gym. These are the members. Now, the owners are being fined $1,000. And we'll come up after this. We're going to talk a little bit about face mask fascism. Fascism, or mashist, shall we call them? I don't know. Mask fascist? I don't know. What do we call these people? This is 2020, folks. This is the insanity of 2020. And then we're going to talk about police brutality and how they never seem to notice it unless it has a racial component. But I'm going to give you a lot of different examples of it, and I'm going to tell you what we should do about it rather than starting a race war like the media wants to do. We'll be right back. Stay with it.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So that all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods, because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready, because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this, and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, you're under their thumb, and they're going to put a mask on you, so you're going to be under their mask as well. I've given you the opinions of many doctors. Matter of fact, my wife went to a doctor last week. I won't say who or what she went for, because I don't want to get the guy in trouble. But everybody in the office is wearing a mask. And when they get into the office for a private consultation, he looks at her and he goes, let's take these things off. She had to put on a mask to go to the doctor's office. And she says, this is my guy. This is the doctor I want to talk to. Because we've seen a lot of doctors saying, if you wear the mask, it's going to decrease the oxygen in your blood, of course, right? Some people, we had one guy pass out because he's wearing a mask inside of his car with the windows rolled up. He passed out, hit a tree. You do not understand. You keep using that word risk. I do not think you know what it means. But it decreases the oxygen that you get. It increases the carbon dioxide. Both of those conditions hamper your immune system. It traps viruses, particles that you're trying to expel, or germs that you're trying to expel. Keeps them close to you. And so it exacerbates things for you. It doesn't protect you, however, from the viruses. The virus particles are much, much too small to be stopped by these masks, especially these bandanas. And, of course, if you have a beard like I do, it doesn't make any difference anyway. It comes and goes, right? Oh, but I can't be protected unless you wear a mask, right? That's the cry that's out there. I can't be protected unless you get the vaccine. Vaccine doesn't work for me. The mask doesn't work for me. It only works if you do it. That's what they want you to think. As Nolte at Breitbart points out, he says, the era of the mask fascists has begun. He says, yes, it was way back in the year of the Lord, 2020. Does he listen to this program? Actually, that's a phrase. It's in the Constitution. That's why I use that. Year of our Lord. Anyway, the CDC said way back in the year of the Lord, 2020, that, quote, it does not recommend that people who are well wear a face mask to protect themselves from respiratory diseases, including COVID-19. And they said the masks made it more likely that we would catch the coronavirus, said Alex Azar, HHS secretary. He said, if it's not fitted right, you're going to be fumbling with it. And if you're touching your face, that's the number one way you're going to get this disease. Unclean hands touching your face. And then we had the Trump administration's U.S. Surgeon General saying they are not effective in preventing the general public from catching coronavirus. But if healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our communities at risk. That was back February 29th. And he said, seriously, people, stop buying masks, all uppercase. That was the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, a whole 11 weeks ago. But now, this is the little political hack that was brought on board in the Trump administration. Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General, he's a political hack that Pence brought in. Now this is what the political hack, the U.S. political Surgeon General says. I wear my mask to protect you. You wear yours to protect me. See how that works? And if you don't wear it, and if you don't get your vaccine, we're right back to The Prisoner by Patrick McGoohan. You ever see that series? Kind of a dystopian future. You know, he was the guy who played Secret Agent Man, right? They wanted him to play James Bond, but he was a man with firm Christian principles, and he refused to do what was then considered to be pretty risque sex scenes. So his career was axed, just like James Caviezel. Anyway, Patrick McGoohan, the ultimate James Bond, the secret agent man, he eventually did a series. That's good, guys. That's quick. They didn't know I was going to talk about that. See, I don't know what I'm going to talk about when when I saw this, and we're going to come up with this Amazon package that they call it, this Amazon package that was sent out to all these TV stations, and at least 11 of them played it, many of them two or three times. And I looked at that, and I said to my wife, I said, that's really amazing that people would be that scripted with the news, because I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So let's talk about The Prisoner with Patrick McGoohan here for a second. If you see that, one of my favorite series, after he was finished with Secret Agent Man, he wrote the series himself, The Prisoner, and it begins with a guy who's very angry, and he resigns. He goes back to pack his bags, and he gets gassed and taken to an island, to a village. Oh, and it's such a pleasant little place, and everybody is so happy, and they just want to make you comfortable, except you're not going to leave. And he's hectored all the time. Why did you resign? What do you know? And all this kind of stuff, right? And everywhere you go, there's cameras and constant surveillance. And when I saw that as a child in the 1960s, it was a dystopian nightmare. Little did I realize that I would be living in that future. We are now living in the village. And if you didn't do exactly what they wanted you to do in the village, they would say, how unmutual of you. How unmutual of you. And this is what this reminds me of. This little political hack. Jerome Adams and the Trump administration. The U.S. Surgeon General. Who needs a U.S. Surgeon General anyway? Right? Do we need that? Even need that office? Is that an essential office? Can we declare the office of U.S. Surgeon General be non-essential and tell him to stay home and shut up? He's out there. I wear my mask to protect you. And you wear yours to protect me. I can almost hear Barney, the purple dinosaur, singing that for the children out there consuming this information on CNN. I protect you. You protect me. Get your vaccine. It's going to be free, right? This guy, unbelievable, unbelievable. And so what do we get when we get recommendations? There he is. There's Barney, the U.S. Surgeon General, right there. What do we get when we have people in the Trump administration pushing this kind of garbage on us, right? Oh, well, we get the Democrats who want to do it good and hard. As a matter of fact, let's play Governor Pritzker of Illinois, video clip number 3.
Ever going to get to 64,000 tests a day, and do you need President
Jake
Trump
Tapper,
to do something?
Or CNN.
Do you have enough power yourself to get there?
Do you need more power? Can we give you more power?
Well, look, you know that I have not been counting on the White House because there have been too many situations in which they've made promises not delivered. Very recently, they've promised a lot of swabs. They're supposed to arrive
today.
Can't. The first shipment
Illinois governor can't get swabs because he's bankrupted
but
the state. So he's got to have them from Washington.
As the White House has left all the states to do. And we've done well.
This guy's the biggest swab
I've
ever seen.
We will continue to grow our testing. We have the ability to do that on our own. And we've had contact tracing across the state. We have county health departments that do that. We have our state health department, which does that. But what we're now going to put in place, and we're in process, is we're imitating one of the great collaborative efforts that's happening in the United States. And that's what's happened in Massachusetts. It's the Massachusetts Contact Tracing Collaborative. We can do that in Illinois. We are, in fact, we've hired somebody who was at the CDC, who was an expert.
And he goes on, we're going to run out of time. He goes on to say, we're going to have to mask forever. Massachusetts says so. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so we're going to have to wear the masks indefinitely, says Pritzker, as he takes off his mask. You know, Jake Tapper's begging him, do you need more power? Do you need more stuff from Washington? I mean, they've given you guidelines and recommendations. They've empowered you with that, right? And going back to September 11th, in the wake of that false flag, you had the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that was shipped out to all the different states so they could lay the foundation for how they were going to do this without actually having to declare martial law out of Washington. They could just push out guidelines and recommendations and keep scaring people for months and months and months. It's absolutely amazing to me. We're on day 72. I would have never believed they could have kept this fraud going because it was a fraud from the beginning. You know, I'm seeing news reports here coming out of Italy, and they're talking about how, yeah, they've done the test, and 96% of the COVID fatalities had multiple other illnesses. Actually, that's a little bit low. When we saw the information, you know, everybody was freaking out about Italy. Look at this. Italy is shut down completely down. And this is not China. This is Italy. And they've shut the entire country down. And look at the explosion in deaths and so forth. And yet the first two reports that came out reported on that before we were shut down 72 years ago. John Rappaport did articles on it. I reported those articles, and I had John Rappaport on a couple of days after that. So, I mean, this is like a week before we were shut down. And John was the first one to report what the Italian health ministry had said, And they said the average age is, first week they did the report, it was 80.3 years. The next week it was 79.5 years, the average age. They said virtually everyone had 2 to 3 comorbidities, which could have killed them, besides being beyond their life expectancy, besides living in a country where they have had socialized medicine for a very long time. As I pointed out, my wife's family there had her cousins had a grandmother who broke her leg because the socialized medicine, because she was old, not going to give you health care. And this was in the 70s, the late 70s. She died of gangrene. She died of a broken leg, right? She died of gangrene. Maybe she died of COVID-19 back then. I mean, that's the way they play it. She died of a broken leg. She died of neglect from a government-run healthcare system. So now they're saying 96% of virus fatalities were other illnesses. You've got Italian legislators screaming at the top of their lungs, tell the truth, tell the truth. It's not 25,000 people who died from this. You locked down this country. You destroyed our economy for nothing. Tell the truth, President Trump. You locked down this country for nothing. Barr, all of you, this U.S. Surgeon General and Fauci, the rest of you, you did this for nothing. Nothing. You know, as we look at this, we have, and I mentioned this briefly yesterday, somebody sent me an email, said, where did that come from? The idea that the coronavirus cannot be transmitted by people without symptoms. We had all of this, again, have you seen the stories about this? There was an article on the Drudge Report talking about how people's attitudes were polarized based on what they listened to. Yeah. And they said, but you know, both Republicans and Democrats, 88% of the people know that you can get the coronavirus from touching things. That's a lie. That's a lie. It was disproven by the German government weeks ago. Weeks ago. And I reported it then. And then the CDC finally admitted it last week. Sean Hannity announced it, breaking news and so forth. But mainstream media ignored it. And even people who listen to Fox News evidently didn't get the memo. Because now still 88% of them and the people who watch CNN for information believe that you can get the COVID virus from touching surfaces and touching pets. This is superstition. It's propaganda. It's not science. The German scientist went in the home of a family where everybody had had coronavirus, and he did all kinds of tests to see if he could find it. No, not here. Not here. Can't get it. And now the CDC is saying the same thing. But, you know, let's not worry about that. The CDC quietly downgraded the COVID-19 death rate. It was ignored by most of the media. I reported on it. It's now down to where you would have the typical flu. It's in the statistical, that there's no statistical difference between it and the flu. And then we have this issue here where somebody, I mentioned it yesterday, about not being transmitted by people who are asymptomatic, who don't have symptoms. The study that gave us that bit of superstition, that study was published the 30th of January. The New England Journal of Medicine, it was about 4 people in Germany, the first 4 people in Germany who were infected. And it seemed to confirm what public health experts had feared. It confirmed fears. Look at that. 50% of total infections may be asymptomatic. Not true. Not true. That someone who has no symptoms from the infection with the virus can still transmit it to others. Now it turns out the information was wrong. The German government's public health agency and the Robert Koch Institute have both written a letter to the New England Journal of Medicine to try to get them to set the record straight. But good luck with that. Good luck with that. Even though it wasn't involved in the paper. So these two institutes say, wait a minute, you're taking this study, you're writing a paper based on information that came out of Germany, first 4 people to be diagnosed with COVID-19. And it's wrong. How is it wrong? The New England Journal of Medicine, which is where this superstition originated, described a cluster of infections that began after a businesswoman from Shanghai visited a company near Munich on the 20th and 21st of January. She had a meeting with the first 4 people who later fell ill. Crucially, she wasn't sick at the time. They said during her stay, she had been well with no sign or symptoms of infection, but had become ill on her flight back to China, wrote the original authors. The fact that asymptomatic persons are potential sources of 2019 COVID infection may warrant a reassessment of transmission dynamics of the current outbreak. So this is one of the things, along with that garbage study out of the Imperial College of London, that panicked the Trump administration to lock everything down. But here's the truth. The researchers didn't actually speak to the woman. They didn't speak to her before they published the paper. The Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich Medical Center says the paper relied on information from four other patients. They told us that she didn't seem to be sick. She didn't seem to have any symptoms. However, when the Health and Food Safety Authority of Bavaria did talk to the Shanghai patient on the phone, it turned out she did have symptoms while she was in Germany. According to people who are familiar with the call, she said she felt tired. She suffered from muscle pain. She took paracetamol, a fever-lowering medication. So she was sick. They wrote this without talking to her. The other people said she didn't seem like she was sick. I mean, she was very sick. She had fever. She had headaches. Based on not even talking to her, and based on four people's opinions who didn't examine her, who were not doctors, the New England Journal of Medicine did a paper that became the basis for a COVID superstition. Another one. I asked the Bavarian Health and Food Safety Authority whether the information from the phone conversation called for a correction. I was told that's not the case, but they disagreed. They said, I felt bad about how this went, said a virologist at the Charity University Hospital in Berlin, but I don't think anybody's at fault here. See, nobody's wrong. Nobody did anything bad. We shut down the world based on garbage models with garbage assumptions written in garbage software that couldn't give the same answer twice, feeding it garbage data, and then feeding that to the president, and taking assumptions about this without ever even talking or examining the patient. But, you know, nothing to see here. And even after they say, yeah, 96% of fatalities came from other things, it's only like the flu still. That's still hidden from you.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Victims are counting as COVID deaths in Washington State. I tweeted this out this morning with a picture of General Akbar, the mayor of Chicago, saying, we've had 24 more people shot and they will soon be voting Democrat, shot and killed. They will soon be voting Democrat. We have this national file story here. Shooting victims count as COVID-19 deaths in Washington State. The Freedom Foundation had reported this, that today officials at Washington State Department of Health confirmed that, as Freedom Foundation reported on Monday, the state is counting in its COVID-19 death totals the deaths of persons who tested positive for the virus but died from other causes. That's at least 13% of the people, they admit. Now, the other people, you know, if you are dying a respiratory illness, they will just assume that that's the underlying cause, although it may be any number of other things. But they admit to at least inflating it by 13%. In remarks made during a telephone press briefing, Department of Health, Washington State Department of Health officials even acknowledged knowingly including multiple deaths caused by gunshot wounds in the fatality count. When asked about the foundation's report at a press conference, then the governor, not the Department of Health, so the Department of Health admits that they're counting people who died of gunshot wounds as COVID-19 deaths. Now, you just test positive for it, you're going to die from that. And I joked about that from the very beginning. I said, you test positive and you drive into a wall, boom, you know, another COVID death. In Colorado, we have had a man who was twice the lethal limit for alcohol. Yeah, lethal level is like 0.3. And he was 0.5 or something. Anyway, he was nearly twice. And they counted it as a COVID-19 death. Because he had tested positive for COVID-19 at some point in time. And in California, we had an individual who died of a fentanyl overdose. And that individual was also counted as a COVID-19 death. So here in Washington State, they have people who are dying from gunshot wounds counted as COVID-19 deaths. The response from the governor, Governor Inslee, he dismissed that as the reporting as dangerous malarkey. Malarkey! Where did he hear that? This is the new slogan for the Democrats. And I think we ought to identify them as that. I think they could come up, let's see, they could come up with something like, make America malarkey again. How about that? That would fit for them, because instead of MAGA, you could say mama, mama. Because everybody wants government, and the Democrat Party wants government to be their mama. So that'd be great. Make America malarkey again. There you go. So that's exactly what Jay Inslee said. He says it's dangerous malarkey to point out the fact that his health officials are counting people who die of gunshot wounds as COVID-19 deaths. And by the way, as a National File reports, Inslee's daughter-in-law, Emily Inslee, works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Nothing to see there, right? Nothing at all. I'm just sure it's just a coincidence. A psychiatrist, meanwhile, maybe we should include suicides as death from COVID-19. Or maybe we could say the cause of death was unconstitutional government, people operating under color of law. Maybe that's really the cause of death, right? Oh, no, it's COVID-19, because that's why these brave, essential bureaucrats and politicians had to destroy our lives, right? Because of COVID-19. So COVID-19 killed them. It wasn't suicide because you took their life's work. It isn't suicide because they have no money and they're going to be evicted from their home, no job, can't pay their rent. Like the lady in Tampa that I was talking about yesterday. Single mom with two or three kids. I forget how many she had. But she just had her job taken by the governor of Florida. But that's okay, because the governor of Florida, a Republican, so he's a good guy, right? It's okay when Republicans steal your job and make you homeless. It's just bad when the Democrats do it, right? And DeSantis was there. He's got an order saying you can't kick her out until June 2nd. Well, June 2nd is like a couple of days away. And they're going to kick her out because the government also promised that they would send her a check. She hasn't seen that. Just like a lot of small business owners haven't seen the checks. Because, you know, they were snarfed up by the hedge funds and the big corporations that they wrote those little underwriter clauses there. The banks pulled in their big corporate partners and said, hey, we can get you in on this. We can get you some money. See, Trump and Pelosi put this in here. They said, we can count as a small business. An international chain, if you got fewer than 50 employees at a particular location, that location can get a subsidy check. Doesn't matter if you're a globalist corporation. So yeah, psychiatrists wrote 86% more prescriptions for psychotropic drugs, things like antidepressants, you know, the murder-suicide pills. No problem there, right? I mean, CDC is actually warning people, as I pointed out yesterday, watch out, the rats are getting aggressive because they're not getting their free stuff. You want to shut people down. You want to promise them that you're going to take care of them. You don't take care of them. But here, have some murder-suicide pills. That'll make everything much better. A year's worth of suicide attempts in just 4 weeks. ABC affiliate in California interviews people at various medical centers. One doctor there said the numbers are unprecedented. We've never seen numbers like this in such a short period of time. I mean, we've seen a year's worth of suicide attempts in the last 4 weeks. A trauma nurse that they interviewed at the hospital has been there at that hospital for 33 years. She said she has never witnessed self-inflicted attacks on such a scale. What I've seen recently, I've never seen before. I've never seen so much intentional injury. Oh, yeah, this is kind of predicted, wasn't it? Kind of predictable, not a surprise. But, you know, as they take away your job, as they lock you down in solitary confinement, remember when that was a punishment for prisoners? But now it's the new normal. You get locked down in solitary confinement. And don't touch anything. If you touch anything, you'll get sick. If you breathe any air, you'll get sick. And if somebody over there, even if you got a mask, even if you, the people who are on planes freaking out, they go on with a full hazmat suit, and they're still freaking out because somebody's not wearing a mask. That kind of psychological obsession and compulsion that has been pushed by Fauci from the White House bully pulpit is what's killing people. And I want to play another clip about masks, because that's the next step. You know, it's not enough to get you obsessive compulsive and put you in solitary confinement. Now we're going to make you wear a mask everywhere you go. and we're going to get the rest of the public so upset that they're going to come after you if you don't wear the mask. Video clip number 3 from MSNBC.
This optimism at most at this point, still very early. They only had 8 patients enrolled in that phase 1 study. So there's a lot unknown, which means we have to hold the line on masks.
You know, we don't have our vaccines yet.
Is that universal masking protects those who can't escape to the Hamptons or who can't go and do telework. It's going to really impact our frontline workers, our grocery store clerks, our nurses, our respiratory therapists, those who are, by the way, predominantly women, who are predominantly people of color. That's who it's going to protect.
Oh, see, it's racist now if you don't wear your
mask. Has now become this cultural war, this trigger word for so many people. These are basic things that we all need to hold the line on and build consensus on. And if our president's not going to message on it, we need to.
There you go. Okay. I've been masked. Hey, so they put the mask on me. I didn't do that purposely. But yeah, there we go. See, my mask is attached to my microphone there. And it's actually added in post-processing. Anyway, yeah, that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to do that if they get to get me to wear a mask because I'm not going to put it on myself. But you heard him, right? Not only is this to protect you until they get the vaccine, but it's also to protect women and people of color. So you are hateful, racist, xenophobes if you don't wear your mask. It all makes sense, right? It is now the new hate crime. All right, we've got to go to break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's going on with censorship. And we're also going to talk about police brutality and how they're using that, charges of police brutality to create a race war. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Our Memorial Sale is our biggest sale of the year so far. 70% off some items like Power Pack, the 8-pack Power Stack, I should say. DNA Force Plus is now 50% off. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and Ultimate Krill Oil. Both of those are now back in stock and 50% off. Chill Force. If you're getting really upset, like me, over what is happening to our country, you need to be able to relax a little bit. Chill Force, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Brain Force, 50% off. Take a look at the specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio pass laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Never have we seen our country changed so profoundly, so quickly. And I gotta say that, you know, even though politicians are known for flip-flopping, seeing politicians of both stripes flip-flopping very, very quickly, and everybody letting them get away with it, you know, not only the World Health Organization and Fauci and the U.S. Surgeon General, all these people, they are all being able to flip-flop back and forth. Just a matter of days, you know. Don't do this, it'll kill you. No, no, it's okay, or vice versa, right? It's typically vice versa, because now they keep escalating this, even though the fraud of what they've been telling everybody is completely exposed. They're moving on with their agendas because they're not going to let this crisis ever stop or go to waste. We have Amy Klobuchar, as Gateway Pundit points out, really wants to be Joe Biden's running mate. You know, it came out last week that he wanted people to vet her. Well, let's do some vetting of Amy Klobuchar. Trump last month was talking about hydroxychloroquine used with zinc and azithromycin. She agreed last month. She said last month, well, I think that I listened to the science there. I believe he did briefly take that drug or some drug like it. But I think we have to listen to the science, and you have to listen to your doctors with what's going on to work with an individual situation, because it helped her husband to recover from COVID-19. But she didn't have the integrity that one Democrat legislator did. Lady said, I listened to President Trump, and I heard him say that, and I had it, so I took it. Got well. Thank you. Saved my life. So whatever, right? And she got in a lot of problems with trouble with the Democrat Party. So Amy Klobuchar, who wants to be Biden's running mate, now says this. Well, they say that hydroxychloroquine can lead to hallucinations. So, she's trash-talking that because she wants to be vice presidential candidate. Meanwhile, much maybe to her consternation, except it's not going to be reported by the mainstream media, India has now expanded its use of HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, to prevent coronavirus based on three studies. The Indian Council of Medical Research came out yesterday. The director general said, we don't know which medicines are working and which ones are not. There are a lot of drugs that have been repurposed for the use of COVID. Whether as a prophylaxis or as a treatment, HCQ is a very old anti-malarial drug. As a matter of fact, more of it's made in India than anywhere else. And continues to be widely used. It is safer than these other ones. So they said, we also found three studies, so we're now using it. It should be the decision of the patient and the doctor, the informed consent of the patient. Whether or not you want to use something, they shouldn't stop you if you want to use it, if your doctor recommends it. And we have a doctor, of course, who has recommended this, Dr. Zelenko. Here's what he had to say recently, video clip 6.
You know what happened to medical research? It got sick. Medicine and science got diseased because it's no longer about objective truth. It's about supporting a false narrative. In other words, the studies that are being designed to fail. So, for example, the VA study in America, they did it on patients who were half dead, 17 to 20 days in the hospital, intubated. And, of course, the medication is not going to work then, you think? But what they did was, it was true, it didn't work there. But what they did was they said, well, this medication doesn't work anywhere else. That's a logical fallacy. It's intellectually dishonest. Because perhaps in the first 2-3 days of the disease, it works very well. How can you make that conclusion? So all these studies are designed just to create a false narrative and create fog and confusion and fear so that people are steered away from the $20 treatment and take the $1,000 treatment. You understand?
It's about the money. It's about the politics.
It's unbelievable.
That's the way you define politics. A logical fallacy. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the police brutality cases as Minneapolis erupts in violence. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we have another case of police brutality that has gone really bad. It's interesting to me that we keep seeing these cases coming out of the same cities over and over again, whether it's Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now we have massive riots have broken out in Minneapolis. Vandals have started attacking police vehicles, smashing windows with bricks. Protesters say the riots will continue, and they're encouraging anyone within a 5-hour driving distance to attend. As a matter of fact, one of the people who are encouraging these attacks is the mayor of Minneapolis. Come on in, everybody, burn the place down, right? Jacob Fry encouraged people to attend the protests. Just hours after 4 police officers were fired in connection with the death of George Floyd. And if you haven't seen this, and of course it's been out a few days, and I haven't covered this yet, and it is an egregious case. And I think we have to understand, as Frank Serpico said, you know, and many of you remember the movie, he was made famous by the movie Al Pacino playing Serpico. He was a straight cop in New York City, the NYPD. That was a problem. You could see the tragedy built into the script narrative right there. Because we've had other situations like that since. Had Adrian Schoolcraft, also a straight arrow cop, who didn't want to play the game like his supervisors wanted him to play the game. And, Frank Serpico was set up by, there he is with his sheepdog, eventually went to Switzerland. Frank Serpico was set up by his fellow officers because, you know, they were working the war on drugs. And on the war on drugs, you know, they had a very nice little game going where they could shake people down for cash. He didn't want to take the money. So I'm not going to turn you guys in. I just don't want to take the money. I'm not going to be a trouble. They didn't trust him. So you have to be in on it or you're a dangerous loose end. And so he wound up getting set up, shot in the face. He testified about the corruption, and then he had to leave the country. Adrian Schoolcraft. Maybe, what was that, about 7 years ago or so? His father was a cop. He was a straight-up cop. He didn't like what the NYPD was doing to people. They were telling them to go out in situations like Halloween. Just arrest people. We'll bring them back. We'll figure out what the charges are later. I don't want to do that. And they wanted him to harass people. You know, at the time, they would tell people, you know, when they didn't have petty COVID-19 charges to bring against people, they would make things up. And so they say, well, you can't smoke in your businesses. And if anybody smokes in their businesses, arrest them and bring them in. We'll write them up. So he had some people who were barbers, and they would not smoke in their barbershop. They would go stand on the sidewalk in front of their barbershop when they wanted to take a smoking break. Oh, wow, that's loitering then. If you smoke in your barbershop, that's a smoking violation. If you smoke standing on the sidewalk in front of your barbershop, that's loitering. We'll get you one way or the other. Well, he complained about that to supervisors, and most importantly, he started wearing a microphone so he could record what they were telling the officers to do and what he had to say to the officers. And he was punished by the police officer. His supervisor said, all right, you want to be a troublemaker? We'll make you walk the beat. And he was actually very happy about that because that's what he wanted to do. When the police force in New York began, and you can see this in the songs that they would have in the early 20th century and so forth, And as the police forces began in the UK, you know, they used to have bobbies who would walk. They didn't wear guns. They'd walk in pairs. And they knew the neighborhood. You know, you look at films in the early mid-20th century and so forth. The idea was that in the cities and everything, the cops on the beat knew the people. And they knew the cop. And, you know, he knew when something was wrong and he would do something about it. And that's what Adrian Schoolcraft wanted to do. So he was quite happy with that because he wanted to be close to the people and he wanted to get to know them and to protect them and so forth. But they still weren't happy with that. And so one day his supervisor who was very high up in the NYPD, I think he was like the right one person under the police commissioner, if I remember correctly, but it's been a while since I looked at his story, but they show up at his house. They realize that he'd been taping them, his apartment. And they took the wire off of him. And they told him, said, you know, we're going to take you away, basically. They said something about how they were going to commit him. And he had another tape device that was up on the bookshelf that they didn't see. And he disappeared. And then his retired father, who was a retired cop, started looking for him, and he found the tape in his apartment and realized that they had committed him to a mental institution anonymously and eventually found him. So, you know, when we look at situations like Frank Serpico said, as a summary of all that, he said, look, any human institution is going to have bad people. That's just human nature. And so the test of the institution is whether or not you purge the bad people or whether or not you keep them in. And what are we seeing now as we see police officers across the country recording videotapes saying, these are unlawful orders about COVID-19. I'm not going to enforce them. Boom. That person is fired. What does that tell you about the police department? It tells you that they have embraced corruption and that they are purging people who are oath keepers, who are honest law enforcement officers. That's what it tells you. And so too often, we see it going that way. Now, Frank Serpico said, if you don't purge the corrupt individuals from your institution then becomes corrupt. You own that. So what is going on in Minneapolis? At the beginning of a 10-minute video clip, a bystander shows George Floyd handcuffed and repeatedly begging the police officer to, quote, please release the pressure on the back of his back and neck. He says, I can't breathe. He also says, they're going to kill me. The Minneapolis Police Department initially put out a release stating that Floyd had experienced, quote, a medical incident while in police custody. Yeah, he must have died from COVID-19 or something, right? While the media isn't showing, what the media is not showing in the altercation, officers got into a Floyd after asking him to come down from a vehicle that he was sitting on. Okay, so what truly was happening here? Well, they were advised that the suspect was sitting on top. This is their official report. They were advised that the suspect was sitting on top of the blue car, appeared to be under influence. Two officers arrived and located the suspect. He was ordered to step from his car. After he got out, he physically resisted the officers. Officers were able to get the suspect in handcuffs, noted that he appeared to be suffering medical distress. Officers called for an ambulance. At no time were weapons of any type used by anyone involved in the incident. Body-worn cameras were on and activated during this incident. Now, that is the official police report. However, that leaves out a lot of different details. And it would probably end there if people didn't have cameras. But from the cameras, and as Freethought Project points out, the man who had only fit the description of a forgery suspect was thrown to the ground by police, held under a police officer's knee for 5 minutes. 5 minutes with a knee on his neck. He said, my stomach hurts, my neck hurts, everything hurts, I need water or something, please, please, I can't breathe, officer, I cannot breathe, I cannot breathe. And as the last moments of life left his body, as Freethought Project points out, the officers did not help him up or remove the knee from his neck. They kept telling us, if he can talk, he can breathe. Sadly, they were wrong. After watching the incident unfold and realizing that the officers could have gotten the man in the car all the time, one onlooker says, you could have put him in the car by now. He's not resisting arrest or nothing. You're enjoying it. Look at you. Your body language. You bum. You know that's bogus right now. After kneeling on the man's neck for 5 minutes, an ambulance arrived and took the man away, but he was already dead. You just killed that man, bro, said an onlooker in the video. And as they report on this, you'll hear people saying being black in America should not be a death sentence. No, it shouldn't. And this should not be simply about being black. We need to get the bigger picture here, and we're going to get the bigger picture when we come back. If we make this about race only, we're going to feed a race war, a civil war, and we're not going to get justice for anybody.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. And we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTru Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Mm-hmm. Let's get smart. Let's take a look at what's really the issue here. Is this guy attacked because he's black? Being black in America should not be a death sentence, as we're talking about the case of the man killed in, his last name is George, in Minneapolis. Very different what was recorded on video versus what the police officer said. Two of them were at the scene. Another two showed up and did not stop it. So all four of them have now been fired. The mayor is calling for people to come from all over the place and protest. And they're doing that. They're destroying police cars and private property and so forth. Is that the right way to respond to this? And is it a death sentence to be black in America, or is it a death sentence to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Because we have a long history of this happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is not necessarily tied to a particular race. And let me take you back. Remember Philando Castile? This is a black man, and he was pulled over, really not for any reason. His car looked suspicious to the police. He had done various things to it that made him look like a gang member, but he wasn't. He had a permit for a firearm. And when the cop pulled him over, he said, give me your license. He goes, I've also got a firearm, but I've got a license for that. And he said, and he started to get the driver's license. He goes, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And he goes, I'm not going for the fire, you know, and basically the guy panicked and shot him multiple times and killed him. And his girlfriend, who was in the car, and there's also a child in the car at the time in the back seat, she recorded that. And that was outrageous overreaction. And so it created a lot of issues. And you had a lot of people who marched about that. One of the people who marched about that was Justine Diamond. She was somebody who had immigrated from Australia. She was marrying an American. And she had marched to get justice for the death of Philando Castile. And then Justine Diamond, one day, there was a disturbance and somebody called the police and they showed up. And it was a new police officer, a Somali American, because they have a very large Somalian population there in Minneapolis, Mohamed Noor. And he showed up to answer, you know, calls about, they thought, somebody's doing firecrackers or something. Thought it was a gunshot, I think. And anyway, he panicked and shot and killed Justine Diamond. So there you have a black cop who shoots a white woman. Again, it's the fact, I think, that they're not being trained very well, right? Or they're being trained to shoot first, because that's what we've seen. Some veteran police officers who were training people in New Mexico at the police academy said they've changed the curriculum. These are rules that are being driven out of Washington during the Obama administration. And the veteran police officer said, I'm resigning. I'm not teaching this curriculum anymore. It is a shoot first curriculum. I'm not doing that anymore. And that seems to be what the case is here in both of these cases. So is it being black in America? Is it being in Minneapolis where the police are not trained, not sufficiently punished? Now, she was shot in 2017. That police officer was convicted of murder last year. I think it was April of last year. But let's take a look at some of these other. You know, Free Thought Project collects a lot of stories about corruption and police brutality. And so let's just run through some of the ones that are there today on that website today. These are currently stories that are up there. Shocking video shows a cop body slam, punch a driver over not using his turn signal. Now, what they don't say is a white driver. This is a white guy. And what happens is they stopped him for failure to use a turn signal. It quickly got violent after the police officer accused the driver of being drunk. The only evidence that they had of intoxication was that he didn't turn on his blinker. And so it ends up with the cop body slamming him and punching him after he's got him in handcuffs. Then we have the story about the criminal cop beating a helpless handcuffed woman. Oh, a white woman, by the way. A white woman, by the way. And as a matter of fact, before we move on from that, let's go ahead and play that. We have a clip from that Albuquerque stop. Let's play video clip number 4.
Criminal complaint. It wasn't until Deputy Bartram spoke with the driver that it turned into a DWI investigation.
Right here,
That's when it got violent.
And then Officer Bartram, you know, you can see him kind of grabbing his wrists. And then after about 2 seconds, he just grabs him, lifts him up, and slams him on the ground.
The dash cam also shows him punching the driver, who's already on the ground.
My client was fully cooperative through that time, and yet the officers continued to use force.
But Bartram's criminal complaint says he asked the driver multiple times to place his hands behind his back. He claims the driver resisted, and that's when he threw him to the ground.
That kind of lack of awareness of the risk to human life, that's a level beyond losing your cool.
And this isn't the first time Bartram's been accused of excessive force.
Turn around.
In 2014, Bartram stopped Adam Padilla because his license plate wasn't visible. As we reported, Bartram said he thought Padilla was going to attack him, so Bartram tased, then shot and killed Padilla. Then in 2016, Bartram pulled over another Albuquerque man for talking on his cell phone. That encounter ended in Bartram allegedly beating up the man. With this latest case, the driver is now suing.
Okay. So there you go. He's got a history of doing that. And as you look at that video, it looks like the guy like moves his hands. I don't know what was going on with that. But if you got the guy on the ground and you got him in handcuffs, you're going to start punching him. And if we look at the previous incidents, none of these were serious crimes. What are they going to do when you're not wearing your mask? When you got your business open? What's going to happen with that? Another story of the handcuffed white woman. Again, this is about controlling police brutality. Don't make it about race. Mainstream media. Make it about how do we get bad cops out of the system. Amy Conley has now put in a lawsuit. She was viciously beaten while in handcuffs. Now she was drunk and disorderly. She was arrested because she ripped a man's shirt and refused to leave a bar. So she's thrown into the jail at the police department. And as the video shows, she was upset and kicking her feet against the door. But instead of simply ignoring the woman, who couldn't harm anybody because she was handcuffed and locked in a cell, this police officer then opens the door and shoves the woman against the wall. She then jumped up and kicked him, so he had no other choice than to deliver a fist to her face and slam her to the ground. However, he said that she kicked him. However, the kick did not occur, as you could see from the video that surfaced. So, again, you got somebody who is handcuffed. Well, you know, if you're the wrong kind of cop, you just beat them. And then there's the taxpayers who will be held liable for an on-duty cop. Now, this cop is black. Accused of kidnapping and raping over a dozen women. Initially in September, a total of 8 women had come forward with allegations of kidnapping, sexual abuse, and other crimes. Now it's up to 15 victims. He was arrested last year on 61 charges of everything from kidnapping to sexual assault. He'd been a police officer for 13 years. This is not about skin color. This is about abuse of authority and institutions that won't purge that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on,
Now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, as we look at the violence erupting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as I said, it looks like they've got a problem in how they train police officers and whether or not they purge people out. Now, they've had one police officer convicted of murder. They've had these four police officers fired. Maybe they should start with the training program, however, at the beginning. But, you know, we look at these stories, and again, Free Thought Project has a lot of these on a regular basis. Let me just read you the headlines here, if you think this is about race. Cops say that they smashed an innocent teen's face in the concrete to stand their ground. FBI launches investigation into an EMT killed by cops. Moments later, the police chief quietly quits. Cops accuse a man of carjacking his own car, viciously beat him to death. Woman and her son accused of stealing their own TV, beaten by cops, and so forth. Now, was this because they were black or because they were white? Well, the teen was white who was smashed to the ground. The EMT who was killed by the cops was black. The man who was accused of carjacking his own car and beaten to death was white. The woman and her son, who were accused of stealing their own TV and beaten by cops, were both black. What is the common denominator here? Do I have to explain this? Let's take a look at some of these. I mean, the teen is in Broward County. That's what I said. It's always these same places. Albuquerque, Broward, where they don't protect people, where they beat people or whatever. Minneapolis, it's these same jurisdictions. There are problems with these police departments. Three deputies from the Broward County Sheriff's Office were all charged last year after they smashed an innocent teen's face into the ground, leaving a pool of blood and lying about it. The incident was captured on video. Now the violent cops who viciously attacked the innocent teen are telling the court that they were standing their ground and shouldn't face a misdemeanor battery trial. Now, because this is all a bunch of high school kids, these are probably the same types of cops that they had guarding, Stoneman High School there, right? What happened was the students were gathering outside a McDonald's after school to watch what they thought was going to be a fight between two students. There was no fight, however, and the only ones who initiated the violence appeared to be the cops. The police showed up at the McDonald's. They yelled at the students to disperse. Those who did not disperse fast enough were then pepper sprayed. And the video shows multiple teens who were hit with spray. Witnesses then told NBC 6 that when the police first grabbed one teen to handcuff him, his friend approached the deputies to ask why he was being arrested and merely grabbed his friend's phone. That teen was the one who was beaten. He was doused in his face with pepper spray and then thrown to the ground. As the video shows, he was not initiating any violence toward the officers and was merely attempting to rub his eyes and possibly cover his head from the punches that were being doled out by the deputy. According to the officer's attorneys, however, the student, quote, tensed up his body and stepped toward Sergeant Lacera in an aggressive manner while uttering profanities. So he deserved to have the hell beat out of him. That's the way Free Thought Project puts it. It was justified and it was legal, said the attorney. But it was not legal. As the teen lies face first on the ground, one deputy holds him down while another one punches him. After a couple of punches, the deputy then grabs the teen's head and repeatedly smashes his face into the asphalt. It was outrageous that a deputy would do this to an unarmed student who was not fighting back, who was giving no resistance, said the mayor of Broward County Mayor. They have a mayor in the county? Usually it's the city. Mark Bogan. This is a white student. And, you know, something similar to that happened just outside of Austin in a school down in Bastrop. There was a cluster of people. There was going to be a fight. And one student goes up to break up the fight. No, stop, guys. And then a cop who has been assigned to the school shows up and grabs a kid who was standing between everybody, stopping them, grabs him and throws him to the ground head first on the concrete floor. Severely damaging his brain. I don't think he is still out of a coma. I think he's permanently in a coma. Because, you know, that's what we do in schools now. I can't even believe what schools are like. I would never put my child in a school, whether it is the LGBT propaganda or the, you know, like living in Angola prison, you know, when you go in. FBI launches an investigation into a black EMT killed by cops. Moments later, the police chief quietly quits. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. This is a situation I've reported on this before. This is just a new development on it. They get a banging at the door. The individual who is there with the female EMT is a lawful gun owner, and he's a legally registered gun owner. And Kentucky has the Castle Doctrine. You know, this is the defense that these two cops who beat up that student said they were standing their ground. Now, this guy really was standing his ground. These police officers, according to witnesses, did not identify themselves. And they're beating, trying to get into the home. They think it's a drug bust. He has no criminal history. They were at the wrong house. No drugs were found at his house. He wasn't facing any drug charges. He had a gun lawfully. He gets out the gun. He fires one shot. And so they just unload, killed his girlfriend. And now they've charged him with first degree assault and attempted murder of a police officer because he defended himself from people he didn't know who they were. And then there's the cops who accuse the man of carjacking his own car and viciously beat him to death. He was not black. He was white. And so what happened was this guy reported his car stolen. 3 days later, he recovers the car somehow. Doesn't say how. But he didn't tell the police that he got his car back. The police spot the car. They stop it. And they're very upset because they think they've got a guy who's stolen a car. So they ran. He ran. He did not pull over when they tried to pull him over. So he, it turned into a pursuit. So that really got their blood up, right? They've got a stolen car, they think, and somebody fleeing. 5 minutes later, they ram their car into him, they cause him to spin out. And then they jump out. Show me your effing hands. Show me your hands. Turn off the effing car. He appeared to be unable to open the door. Instead, he rolled down his window, tried to tell the cops he was the victim and not the thief. I can't believe this. I'm the injured party in this. Why are you harassing me all the time? Give me your hands. All right, I'm getting out. I'm getting out. And then they start to drag him out. And he starts screaming about how they're hurting his legs. He shouted that the police officer shouted that the guy bit him. And about 15 seconds later, it punched the back of his head. He pressed Ward's head. This is the guy whose car had been reported stolen, who fled from them. Pressed his head against the frame of the car's door and then smashed his face against it twice. Then this guy moaned before the officer knocked his face against the frame one more time as the other deputy deployed a taser. 6 seconds after Ward was shocked, they placed him in a chokehold for more than 30 seconds. At that point, other officers opened the passenger door, dragged him out, putting him on the ground, face down, handcuffing him. They both said that he had bitten them during the encounter. After they'd beat, tasered, and choked him for nearly a minute, he became unconscious. And then they realized that he was the victim and not the perpetrator. This is the owner of the car, said the officer on videotape. This is David Ward. He's the victim. And the other cop says, oh, well. He arrived, died on arrival. And then there's a black woman and her son. They go to pick up a television set at Sam's Club. After purchasing the TV, they tried to load it into their SUV, but it didn't fit. So they told the manager that they would be back later. When he comes back, when the son comes back to get it, he has a receipt. But somebody there thought that he was trying to steal it, even though he had the receipt. Another employee comes over and said, no, he bought that. So they let him put it in his car. They go home. They get upset about the way they were treated, rightfully so, at Sam's Club. They come back and say, we want to return this. At that point, the police officers then attack them. The second time they come after them. Now, you really are stealing this. And beat them. Now, what is going to happen as we have the police now evicting residents, shutting down and arresting individuals?
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. What InfoWars has been able to do thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet.
Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys have said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So as we look at what's happening, the reason I went through all of that is for two reasons. Number one, don't allow the media to push this into a black-white race war. They always want to make everything, they want to create division, they want to create war between races, between political parties, and completely ignore the issue. It's just like yesterday, we had NPR saying, 14 risky things that you could do. And they go to an epidemiologist at UNC Chapel Hill where Fauci and the NIH had funded, in spite of prohibitions, had funded gain-of-function research, bio-warfare, bio-weapon research. So they go to an epidemiologist at UNC Chapel Hill to tell them about risks while they leave this kind of funding in place. And, of course, you know, even while it was under moratorium, Fauci and company funded it, $3.7 million funded in terms of research at the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab. And yet they want to tell you, what were the two riskiest things? Well, you know, going to a bar where there's a nightclub. I'm sorry, not a bar, but a nightclub. Or going to church. Those were the two high-risk things that you could do. And we're going to talk about the church angle of this because we now have Democrat mayors threatening to permanently close disobedient churches in New York and Chicago. And in Chicago, she's laying the legal groundwork where she could bulldoze the buildings to make sure they never reopen. Yeah, this is where we are right now. So when we look at this type of thing, we look at police officers who stand up and say, I support the Constitution. I took an oath to this. I took an oath when I was in the military. That's a lifetime oath, even though we take it as police officers, and we take it over and over again, that's a lifetime oath. Those people get purged by many police departments. That's why I went through this. I said, this person, this person, this one's black, this one's white, this one's black, this one's white. That cop is black. This victim is white, and so forth. This is not a black-white issue. This is institutional corruption. And you need to be concerned about this. Why? Because after the state killed 275,000 jobs over COVID-19, the sheriff is now evicting residents who can't pay. And when push comes to shove, is it your face is going to get shoved into a concrete sidewalk? Are you or your family going to be the ones who are beaten after you're handcuffed, maybe beaten to death? because you get angry about the fact that the government shut down your job, shut down your business, caused you to be homeless, took away your lifetime work, and you're angry because the cops show up to throw you out of the last home that you've got. And they're going to handle it that way. Detroit cops have issued 2,528 tickets for lockdown violations. In addition to writing about 56 tickets a day, police in Detroit have issued 5,663 warnings and have shut down 39 parties and 47 businesses. Now, why did they do that? Are they saving lives, as Lori Lightfoot always says? No. In all of Michigan, not just Detroit, but in all of Michigan, there had been 3 deaths at that point in time when they did that, according to the CDC. So that was done at the very beginning of this. By comparison, there were 3 deaths in 2018 due to salmonella. Were they beating people for salmonella? Were they issuing tickets for salmonella? No, no. So we have to understand what is going on here. And they are escalating and pushing us towards a civil war in a number of ways and to a race war in a number of ways. This is part of the fourth turning. We need to be aware of what their agenda is. We need to be aware of what their goals and their tactics are. And then we need to take care of this locally, because you can forget about Washington. Washington is on the wrong side of this. Washington is on the side of the globalists. Our political leaders of both parties are on the side of the globalists. Newsflash, in case you haven't figured that out. And I think probably if you are listening to this broadcast, you figured this out by now. Let's talk about censorship, because, you know, that's one of these things that what goes around comes around. If you don't stand up for free speech, if you say as a candidate, there are going to be people who say that we shouldn't allow, you know, you call for Bill Gates to fix the internet for you, to censor the people that you don't like. And then you say President Trump, a candidate Trump at the time, said there are going to be people out there who say we have the First Amendment. We have the First Amendment. These are foolish people saying stuff like that. And then when the First Amendment is eradicated by people like Bill Gates, President Trump does nothing. Does nothing. 2 years ago that happened. Does nothing. And now it's starting to happen to him. Said that at the time, didn't we? It's starting to happen to liberals as well. Michael Moore just got purged off of YouTube. So let's take a look at where we're headed with this. As a matter of fact, if you like your corporate masters controlling your speech and controlling your news, like Bill Gates does with NewsGuard, right? Funded by DARPA, the military-industrial complex, through Microsoft. We'll give you that little check mark, and if you don't get the check mark, you know, you're fake news. And, you know, not going to be carried by any of the news organizations. Not going to be, they're going to push back against you, as I've had people show me clips of what my news articles look like if they happen to run the NewsGuard on Microsoft's browser, or the one that Google has now put on Chrome. Oh, don't believe anything this guy says, I say, right? Believe everything that CNN tells you, or the Washington Post, or the New York Times, but don't believe anything David Knight says, categorically. And they're doing the same thing with Election Guard. They're going to let them count the votes and maintain the integrity of the election when they do it electronically. And that is coming very quickly. It may happen this time. And it's not just Microsoft. It's not just Google. Take a look at Amazon. Let's play this clip, video clip number 5. 10 local TV stations push the same Amazon scripted segment. Let's roll that.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy while still
still delivering those packages to your doorstep.
The company is keeping employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
Yeah, these are 10 different stations. You have three of them ran that segment twice. One of them ran it three times, Palm Springs in California. When they were contacted, one of the news directors said, for NBC, and these are ABC, CBS, NBC affiliates, so it's the big three, right? The NBC affiliate that they contacted, one of them, said, I was not aware that the package was provided by Amazon. See, they don't just ship packages in the boxes. They ship news packages, too. Where did he think these packages were come from? I mean, where does he normally get his package news from? The CIA? Bill Gates? Where does he get that stuff from? You know, it's absolutely amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is happening, what is being done for China, the censorship that is being done by your technocratic overlords, the people who have been given ownership of the internet. And, you know, Trump hasn't done anything about that. Now Trump is in the crosshairs in a bigly way. Folks, if you want to support us here, we've been fighting this fight for free speech, your free speech, and the free and independent press. We've been fighting this for a couple of years. You won't find me on YouTube, and I am hanging on to Twitter by the tips of my fingernails here because I'm pretty much banned everywhere. They even had my wife unfollow me without her doing anything automatically. So this is what we're facing. We're going to get into a little bit more of this. You will not believe what is happening in terms of the support of China and what Kushner is now proposing for the Republican Party. But if you want to support independent press, take a look at the products that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 70% off of products store-wide. We have the 8-pack Power Stack, 70% off. We have Brain Force, 50% off. My favorite supplement, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, you heard that clip that had been produced by Amazon. They scripted it. I thought it was interesting that it was called a package. I've never heard that. We don't do teleprompter news here, but they do. And it was exactly the same, the scripted package. But they voiced it. You know, they sent them the script. They sent them the B-roll. They did the voiceovers at each of these stations. And one guy said, well, yeah, I didn't know that was being provided by Amazon. Well, who did you think it was coming from? Who do they normally get their news from? And we've talked many times about Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA would supply the news to people. As a matter of fact, you know, there wasn't much interest in this. I was really surprised. When Ed Snowden came out with his book, I bought it in the afternoon. I stayed up all night reading it and taking notes and doing a book report the next day. It wasn't a dry book report, I hope, but I thought there was some pretty earth-shattering stuff in it. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to watch it. I mean, you can still find it on my channel at band.video, but you have to go way, way back. By the way, when we're talking about the Wayback Machine, that's now getting censored as well by the tech organizations. I've used that many times. When somebody would go back in, a corporation like Uber would do something really disgusting, they'd get called out on it, they would go back and remove the page. I would go back with the Wayback Machine and find it, save it. I reported on that in the past, but now they're purging the Wayback Machine. But, you know, because when you got to flush stuff down the memory hole, it's pretty bad when you got somebody that is resurrecting this old stuff, you know, the Wayback Machine. So that's a shame that's happening. But, you know, when we take a look at the history of this stuff, and we've talked so many times about the CIA pushing out narratives, and they do it not just for the news, but they also do it for Hollywood, right? I had a friend who worked at the Pentagon that I'd known from high school. He went through West Point, went to work at the Pentagon. When I went to visit him in Washington, he was telling me what he did, and what he did was, if movie companies wanted to use hardware from the military, they would bring their scripts in. Of course, if the military liked it, they'd say, okay, we'll let you use some tanks and planes and ships or whatever. But if they didn't like your script, if it was going to criticize them or their policies, no, you didn't get it. So what do you think that had the result of doing? Well, it had the result of getting friendly movies for the Pentagon. CIA was a little bit more obvious about it, however. They would actually work with writers. They had a lot of, they would help you with the scripts. They would give you more interesting details and stuff to put in your scripts. As a matter of fact, you could go to the CIA, to their website, and request it, and they would give you some scenarios and scripts that they had pre-written, you know, kind of like they do for the news, Operation Mockingbird. And they do that for Hollywood as well. And now, of course, China is doing that as well. That's the way this all operates. But the reason this was happening with Amazon was because Amazon, according to media reports, they sent this out because they had a lot of employees who went on strike. They were complaining about how hard they were having to work because of the increased demand, everybody buying things online. So a lot of very harsh working conditions like they would typically do during the holidays. And they felt like they needed more protection and better pay. So in response to this, Amazon puts together this package and sends it out to ABC, CBS, NBC affiliates across the country, and they just comply and they put it out the same way they do for the military, the same way they do for the CIA, and the same way they do for the political parties, depending on which network they are. Typically, it's for the Democrats. But Fox News does that for the Republicans. As one person said, it's absolutely amazing that they would do this without labeling this as sponsored content. Yeah, it's even worse than that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Okay, so I've played for you the ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates playing that package that Amazon put together as their employees went on strike complaining about working conditions and pay during COVID-19. They sent around a package talking about how wonderful Amazon is keeping its employees safe and healthy during COVID-19, how they'd spent $800 million on increased wages and overtime pay and so forth. And they dutifully put that out there. What do you think these stations will do for the big pharmaceutical companies that pay them big bucks to do it? I don't know that Amazon paid them anything. Maybe they did, but I know that the big pharmaceutical companies do. And they get very nice treatment at Fox and CNN and MSNBC. They're a big chunk of their budget. And they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. But speaking about biting the hand that feeds them, Michael Moore has incurred the wrath of the environmentalist crazies and alarmists with his documentary Planet of the Humans. And they were out for blood. They were furious with Michael Moore, and they've now been able to get him censored on YouTube. And so I look at this with a little bit of mixed feelings here, because for the first time ever, I agreed with Michael Moore. That's why he got kicked off of YouTube like me, because there is a narrative that you got to put out. And if you get outside that narrative that they want to put out, you're going to get censored one way or the other, by hook or by crook. And, but I don't feel sorry for him because, you know, Michael Moore is part of this leftist crowd that has been applauding censorship when it's applied to me, to Alex Jones and to InfoWars and to people on the right, when it was applied to you, your free speech, you know, on Twitter and other places, they were going to be the free speech platform of the free speech party. Well, not so much anymore, right? Our model is the digital public square, but we're going to decide who gets to say what in the digital public square. Again, it's very important. We've had court cases on it. As if we're supposed to believe that the Supreme Court decisions are law and they should not be overturned, well, we had a Supreme Court decision about that very thing in 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. A company owned the town. And now we're being told that Google and Twitter, these technocratic overlords, they own the internet and they can do whatever they want. But at the time in 1946, the Supreme Court said, even if you own the physical space, the public square, you cannot control speech on it. They'd kicked out a woman who was handing out religious tracts. Subsequently, we've had court cases that have been brought where people have been kicked out of malls. And they said, no, they can kick you out of a mall. What is the difference? Well, the mall is not the public square. The mall is a retail space. Its purpose is not the public square. When you have Jack Dorsey and other people say that their social media platforms are the digital public square, that's what it is. And even if they own that, they don't have the right to throw you out. They don't have the right to steal your free speech. The purpose of government is to protect your rights, especially when they're being taken by people who are richer and more powerful than you. But the left didn't understand this. And quite frankly, President Trump didn't either. And so now both Michael Moore and President Trump are feeling censorship that many of the rest of us have felt for quite some time, that you have probably been feeling for quite some time as well. Let's take a look at Michael Moore's situation. He has called this a blatant act of censorship, and he's right. His film, Planet of the Humans, was removed from YouTube because of 4 seconds of footage. 4 seconds of footage. This is a full-length documentary. 4 seconds of footage that come up 37 minutes into the documentary. Now, the only time that I was ever censored by YouTube before they completely purged me without explanation and never would give me an explanation, never gave me a warning for anything. I did have a video that was removed once for this same similar type of thing. Purportedly, it was for a copyright violation. But my documentary kind of gouged the establishment because I was talking about the Federal Reserve and its creation, its fraudulent creation, and how it had been fraudulent ever since. Because the Federal Reserve was created at Christmas time, I did a tie-in to It's a Wonderful Life, and I tied the banker who was at the center of all this, J.P. Morgan, I kind of tied him into Potter and It's a Wonderful Life, how J.P. Morgan and Potter both engineered bank runs to try to shut down their competition and do other things to take over the country. And so I did some things like that. I did commentary. I talked about the politics behind it. I had slides that showed it, but I put in a couple of short clips from the movie. Now, the entire movie was up and available. That's where did I get those clips? I got those clips from YouTube, and it was the entire movie had been posted and was up for over 2 years at the time. Had gotten about 1 million views. And yet, because I took one or two clips out of there as part of my video that was quite long, it took a couple of short clips, they banned it. And every time we'd get up to like 12,000 views, they would shut it down. We'd post it somewhere else. They'd shut it down there. Other people who listened would put it up and they would shut it down. It was fair use. I was doing it with commentary, with explanation. I mean, you see people that take movies all the time and analyze them as film critics or looking at the way the movie is made or doing reviews of them or whatever. That is fair use. What Michael Moore did here with 4 seconds was fair use. And this is simply because of his political opinion that they're censoring him, just like they censored me because I talked about the Federal Reserve. He said it's a misuse of copyright law to shut down a film that has opened a serious conversation about how parts of the environmental movement have gotten into bed with Wall Street and the so-called green capitalists. There's absolutely no copyright violation in my film. And he's exactly right. He was pointing out the fraud of renewable energy. And we have, I've been part of a group that has talked about this for a long time, the greenwashing that is going on with this. They not only greenwash their profits, but they greenwash their authoritarian policies that we're now living under after President Trump has pushed out these guidelines and recommendations to shut down the economy. Now we're having meat shortages like that. We can't fly because of all these different conditions. Certain activities have been shut down. The government is in complete control of the society. People who can't work because they're not allowed to work for the employer that's been shut down, they're now getting a universal basic income. All of these things are part of the UN 2030 agenda that was being sold to us, greenwashed to us. Because we're all going to die from carbon dioxide, right? Now we're all going to die from the flu. And instead of this bad junk science based on models with incorrect assumptions, done with junk software modeling, and rigged with false data, now that whole scam has been implemented through the COVID shutdown. He was absolutely right about what he had to say. The clip in question reportedly comes up during a sequence titled How Solar Panels and Wind Turbines Are Made. In it, footage of a mining operation for rare earth metals is shown. This is another thing that I've talked about for a long time. One of the reasons that we're in Afghanistan, I believe, is that not just for the thrill of fighting wars forever, but also because they happen to be the major supplier of the ingredients for opium and opioids, right? And those fields, which were largely shut down by the Taliban, went up to record production under the U.S. military's protection. And it's not just that, but it's also the lithium. What is lithium used in? Batteries. What do all these electric cars have in common? You know, you can make an electric car without having a battery. And if they made an electric car without a battery, I'd be interested in it. But I'm not interested in anything that's battery operated that I have to really rely on. But they use lithium. They use lithium. I think that's one of the key reasons why we still stay in Afghanistan and why we won't leave. And that's one of the things that he was exposing. We'll talk more about that and what's happening to President Trump when we come back.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. And we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at say 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
Hey, guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out, and I think can help you out, too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it. Our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took 2 of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right.
Well, it turns out I was right. It turns out Michael Moore was wrong. When he got right, they purged him off of YouTube, just like they purged me off of YouTube. And again, it was for 4 seconds of footage that he had in there under fair use. You're allowed to use short segments of somebody else's work with commentary for illustration. People do it all the time. It's done all the time on YouTube. As a matter of fact, again, if people are reviewing or analyzing a film, they'll take long sections of it. That'll be their entire video for the most part. It'll be all clips, many of them including audio. And that's under fair use. I used a few clips for It's a Wonderful Lie, tying in the Federal Reserve's creation to It's a Wonderful Life, since they were both created at Christmas time under false pretenses, and made a lot of points about Federal Reserve. They did the same thing to me. Fair use, as they point out at Fox News, article on this, allows people like journalists and documentary filmmakers to have limited access to copyrighted material. It's there. But, of course, if YouTube wants to pull you off, they're allowed to pull you off. And they own the Internet, so they can do whatever they wish, right? We're told that all the time by conservatives, by libertarians, and by liberals. Everybody agrees that we are owned by them. And I've seen this in the past. I've seen how the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters would keep third-party and independents who had fought to get on the ballot, going through all kinds of hoops that the Republicans and Democrats never have to go through. They automatically have ballot access. But if you're on as an independent or a third party, you got to go through all kinds of hoops. And once you do, no, we're not going to lie. We can't have a debate with three people, right? That's never been done before, right? A debate with three people? Are you crazy? We're not going to allow that, said the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters as they kept our candidate off the debates. But when we look at what's going on with Michael Moore, as Mark Morano, Climate Depot, points out, the warmists have finally succeeded in censoring an inconvenient film. Environmental photographers' copyright claims are used to remove this. This is Toby Smith, the guy who said that these 4 seconds were his footage. Even though Moore put it out for 8 million people to see, even though it was free on YouTube, and even though it was out for a full month, he called it a full frontal assault on the sacred cows of the environmental movement. And boy, was it ever, evidently. I haven't watched it. But what he was pointing out was that renewable energy was a fraud. It was never going to work. As Steve Malloy, somebody who has helped to expose, one of the first stories I covered when I came here because I've been working with a group that he was working with, exposed EPA human experiments. They're being done at the University of North Carolina and the EPA. You know, they were doing this stuff in right there in Research Triangle Park. Point out how they were doing unauthorized human experiments so they could push more regulations on people. Steve Malloy, in talking about this, says, Planet of the Humans is a devastating attack on the fraud of renewable energy racket by one of the left's own. And the green movement has been trying since day one to have it yanked from YouTube. We can expect similar Stalin-like purges in the future if we continue to tolerate, if not empower, this totalitarian behavior in our society that we call censorship. But of course, it's the free market, say conservatives, libertarians, liberals, right? They own this. You get the liberals who are cheering giant corporations when they censor people they don't agree with. And then it comes back and bites them. Climate extremists have made it their intentions clear. This is not about controlling weather. It's about controlling you. As a matter of fact, I want to play for you a clip that I did when I was working for some people who were talking about this very issue. And it was on this very issue, renewable energy. This is a clip that goes back about 10 years, illustrating the fraud. I did it in about 5 minutes of what it took Michael Moore a couple hours to do. Let me play you a little bit of this report, video clip number 9.
We're putting wind on trial because people don't understand the facts behind wind. We believe that if people knew how variable wind was and how dirty it was, if they knew the wind is neither free nor clean, then they may not have government demand its use. Wind energy is very variable. When the wind blows, you're in good shape, but on a second-by-second basis, the wind energy goes up and down. Because electricity must balance a demand and supply, any changes in the supply have to be taken up by some other supply, typically fossil fuel. So you've got a fossil fuel plant that is running up and down, much like a car in traffic in the city. That's inefficient. It uses more fuel than it needs to, which causes more pollution. And it burns dirtier, which causes more pollution. And the pollution control equipment doesn't work as well, which causes more pollution. So just trying to keep the energy balanced on the grid when wind is there causes pollution. And if you took wind off the grid and just used the fossil fuel plant the way it was intended to be used, it would be like a car on the highway driving in a steady stream. That would cause less pollution than if wind was on the grid. Now the question comes up, how do we know that it's dirtier? And a variety of studies have been done. One of the ones we're relying on in our Colorado lawsuit is the Bentec study. They examined with great care how much pollution comes out under different wind and fossil fuel scenarios. That study is available on the web, and it's a very good study that no one has ever refuted. In a free market system, the marketplace should be able to pick the winners, not the government. Because wind is not the good deal that people say, because it costs more, because it comes out of the pocketbooks of Americans who can't afford more, we believe it's time to put wind on trial. We took this lawsuit because we're a pro-environmental organization. We have found, as have others, that use of renewable energies can cause more pollution than it prevents. And it's also unconstitutional. So we've taken this case to try to fix the problem that's both a legal problem and an environmental problem.
There you go. So, you know, if you don't support choice when it comes to energy or transportation, you're not going to support choice when it comes to speech. Maybe that's the lesson for Michael Moore to take away from this. You know, when we start centrally planning our society, and of course, that was done as part of a lawsuit the organization was doing, as Colorado and other states were mandating that a certain percentage of their energy on the grid had to be provided from quote-unquote renewable resources. And, of course, you know, the windmills do not last forever. They have to be renewed constantly at a great expense. And the same thing is true of the solar energy and so forth. But they're going to mandate that and push that out there. You know, frankly, if you want to have wind or solar panel and you want to store it in your own batteries to get off the grid, that's a great thing. And I really do support that. I support getting off of the grid and breaking out to be independent. But it doesn't work as part of the grid, as supplying energy to the grid. It really doesn't. And when he tried to point that out, they took him off. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about YouTube becoming the champion for the Chinese communists and their speech, going to all new levels for that. And then we'll talk about what happened with President Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so not only did YouTube take down Michael Moore's documentary because they don't like him pointing out the fraud of greenwashed renewable energy, we've pointed out the impracticality of it. We pointed out the unconstitutionality of mandating these types of how the energy is going to be generated and so forth, the legal issues with that, as well as the freedom issues. But now, since you don't care about freedom in one area, you're not going to get it in another area. And if you don't care about other people's free speech, it's going to eventually come back and get you, Michael. And it just did. YouTube is now deleting comments with two phrases that insult China's Communist Party. What are the two phrases? Is it Winnie the Pooh? No, that's not in there. they were censoring people who put up Winnie the Pooh because they made fun of President Xi being kind of short and fat and Barack Obama being tall and thin, so they showed the picture of them next to each other and then put up a picture of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. And he did not like being referred to as Winnie the Pooh. But no, the two phrases are communist bandit. Well, they don't like communist bandit. Or 50 cent party. If you put up those two phrases, YouTube automatically deletes that in 15 seconds. Even though you can put up the phrases in English, communist bandit or 50 cent party, and they are not. So they're doing this strictly for their communist audience. If you put it up in Chinese characters, those two phrases, get down, it gets taken down in 15 seconds. And these are comments, even if the comments are praising the 50 cent party or whatever, right? It still gets taken down. This is by the way, the communist bandit is an insult that goes back to Taiwan, the Chinese nationalist government, calling Mao and his other people communist bandits. I think that's pretty mild, quite frankly. They're murdering communist bandits. killed 80 million of their own people in a kind of similar reaction of what's being done by governments around the world, including our own right now. The other term, 50 cent party, is a derogatory slang term talking about people who act as censors, but who put on fake comments for the Chinese Communist Party, alleging that they get paid 50 cents for each comment that they put up. But what's really amazing about this is the fact that YouTube is not available in China because of the Great Firewall of China. They've shut this down. So why is China, why is YouTube kowtowing to China to this extent? Well, you know why. They want to get in there. They want to ingratiate themselves with China. Since the first coronavirus cases were confirmed in the U.S., Alphabet's YouTube has been repeatedly criticized for deleting popular videos questioning the wisdom of lockdowns, reports Zero Hedge. Fauci, if you question Fauci, you get censored for that on YouTube. Or just simply using the outbreak as an excuse to censor more conservative content. YouTube insists that it doesn't delete conservative content or even, you know, liberals who disagree with the liberal orthodoxy about climate change like Michael Moore. No. Oh, they have their other reasons, right? And they said on Zero Hedge, even though we've had a handful of congressional hearings, yeah, you know, that congressional hearing that they had right after InfoWars was purged. Alex went there. Marco Rubio claimed he didn't know who Alex was. Then he admitted later he was lying. They wanted to talk to conservatives who had been purged, and they didn't talk to the conservatives who were purged. President Trump had a garden party where he's going to talk about social media censorship, except the people who were there hadn't been censored. And he had people like the Heritage Foundation, the biggest conservative think tank, the conservative think tank that was saying they can censor anybody they want. It's private property. We like that. We don't like the Bill of Rights getting in the way of our corporate profits because we're conservatives. Trump is reportedly looking into the creation of a panel to combat censorship of conservatives on these popular platforms. Well, it's gone beyond that now. He's saying they're going to clean up their act or we're going to close them down. We'll talk about that in just a moment. YouTube, however, is apparently censoring these two phrases, and even if they're positive, and it's really strange, as I point out, because they are not even allowed in China because of the firewall. But I imagine that they know, first of all, that people are going to be able to get around that firewall to some extent. And, of course, Google wants to ingratiate themselves with China so they can get back in. Then let's take a look at what's happening with China and Twitter. Twitter has unverified a journalist 1 hour after he tweeted about Obama spying on journalists. Mediaite journalist Rudy Takala was stripped of his blue verified checkmark about 1 hour after tweeting about how the Obama administration had spied on journalists, you know, like Cheryl Atkinson and others. And we've talked about this many times about how the Obama administration used the Espionage Act of 1917 more than all of the other presidents combined to come after journalists and whistleblowers. And, of course, Cheryl Atkinson points out that she was spied on by the feds when she was doing reporting on the Fast and Furious situation and also about Benghazi. And when this person talked about it, he was purged from his checkmark about 1 hour later. Another individual, Josh Lecoq, who has a podcast, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name properly, I apologize if not, also lost his verified badge after interviewing Republican congressional candidate Laura Loomer. I interviewed Laura Loomer yesterday, and today my Twitter verification badge is gone. Well, guess what? They would never verify me, so, you know, join the club. It's what happens when you report real news. You have the real censors come down on you at Twitter and at YouTube. I'm still on Twitter, by the way, Libertarian, but severely shadow banned. And my wife, who retweets a lot of my stuff, they repeatedly suggested to her to turn off notifications from me. Also continually suggested to her that she should follow AOC. Obviously, they're not paying any attention to either. They don't like, and they think that they can change her mind about things if she starts following AOC. You don't know my wife. But she's not feeble-minded. She's not a feeble-minded liberal. But then after she did not turn off notifications from me, one day they just unfollowed her from me. So this is the way Twitter is rolling now. Another connection to China, however, is, and also to Google, there was an AI, Chinese-American artificial intelligence expert, and she had been working for Google when they were doing Department of Defense issues with Project Maven to allow them to do drone assassination. And so she was working with the people doing drone assassination, this Chinese-American AI expert. That was controversial. She quit Google in 2018 after a trail of leaked internal emails revealed she appeared to be more concerned about the public relations damage to Google's image if news broke out about this particular project. And at the same time she was there, they had Project Dragonfly, that would allow Chinese censorship rules on search engine the searches from Google and so forth. But she had no problem with that. And as soon as she went to Twitter, a lot of Chinese dissidents started disappearing off of Twitter. One individual found that he had four accounts. They were simultaneously deleted on May 18th, right after she joined. And another individual said the same thing happened to him without notification, without explanation. Isn't it interesting how these technocratic elites are applying their rules across the board? Meanwhile, if we look at how this is rolling, in the U.S., they get access to various items. In France, they're not giving them the carrot, they're giving them the stick. France is, has, as well as others in the EU, but particularly in France, they said that Facebook, Google, and Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat will have to remove hateful content within 24 hours. And failure to do so, they can get fined up to 1.25 million euros, or if they do this repeatedly, 4% of the platform's global revenue if they fail to censor quickly enough. Not just censor, but do it quickly enough. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on with Twitter and President Trump. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian, anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Americans, stand up and be counted in the fight against communism. You, as a private citizen, can strike back at communism. Where? In Eastern Europe, where 80 million people still bravely resist communist brainwashing. How? Through Radio Free Europe. RFE's daily broadcasts reach these 80 millions, keeping alive their belief in the free world.
All right, and you're tuned in to Radio Free America. I think we need to have somebody broadcasting freedom into America and the alternative news because they're shutting down social media left and right. And so we are Radio Free America, also known as InfoWars.com. By the way, if you want to support us and keep Radio Free America running, we've got our biggest sale of the year so far, our Memorial Day sale, up to 70% off store-wide products that are going to support your health. Even products, we still have storable food that you can now order. And, you need to make sure that if people are afraid to go back to work, if we can't get the supply chain going, and there's a lot of questions about that, that you have food available to you in the future. Who knows? Maybe you will be considered to be an enemy of the state if you don't go out wearing a mask. Maybe you won't be allowed to shop. Instead of buying your food from Amazon, you can buy it from an organization and support free speech rather than Amazon that is giving news packages now to various stations, ABC, CBS, and NBC. All the sources, the news sources that you can trust, right, as they say. Well, here's some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Knockout, 50% off to help you to get a good night's sleep. Or Chill Force, if you're too wound up about the globalist takeover, 60% off. Brain Force, to help you sort this out, 50% off. We also have Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, along with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Both of those are 50% off. Big sale off of Alexa Pure Breeze. That's now $100 off retail. That's a great way to keep fresh air in your home. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I said we were going to talk about what's going on with Twitter. And let's talk about this now with President Trump. In the last segment, we're talking about how YouTube is doing 15-second censorship of content, people's comments, if they got a couple of phrases written in Chinese that the Chinese government doesn't like, even though YouTube is officially not in China. They're censoring for the Chinese. You have Twitter that is censoring any critics of the Chinese communist. And now they are censoring President Trump, getting really close. You know, we've had a court say that President Trump, not in the official POTUS account, but in his own personal account, which he had as a candidate, which he had as a private citizen, that if people get on and they start trolling him and saying nasty things, he can't block them. But, of course, the same judge said that Jack Dorsey could block President Trump. So you see, the CEOs in corporate America that the liberals love so much, allegedly, according to these judges that we allow to rule our lives, they have more power over us than the president does, according to the judges, if you believe the judges, which I don't believe. But as President Trump came out and said there's no way, zero, that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent, mail-in boxes will be robbed, ballots will be forged, even illegally printed out and fraudulently signed, and on and on. So they came up with a fact check. First time they've done that to President Trump. They haven't shut him down. They didn't delete any tweets. They didn't shadow ban him. But what they did was they fact-checked him. And they fact-checked him with unfactual news outlets like the Washington Post and CNN, who said that there is no such thing as any mail fraud. You believe that? We've had multiple people arrested. As a matter of fact, as National File pointed out, citizen journalists busted a Democrat mail-in voting nursing home scandal in Texas, right in Houston, harvesting ballots of 400 elderly voters. Where do you think, does this sound fraudulent, you know, this whole phrase, harvesting ballots? What about these Democrat officials like the one I pointed out that got $5,000 for stuffing ballots, you know, per candidate and so forth? You don't think that's going to happen? How naive are you? Seriously. But President Trump is furious about that. And as you see, he has, it's on the Drudge Report here, talking about closing down social media platforms that silence conservatives. He said, Republicans feel that social media platforms totally silence conservative voices. No, President Trump, we don't feel this. It's actually reality. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy fact. It happened 2 years ago. Yours truly. And you haven't done a thing about it. Until it affected you. Now maybe you'll do, look, that's fine. If all he cares about is protecting himself, that's fine. If he'll protect everybody else as well. One of the things we all have to understand, this is a thing that I tried to get across to people on so many different issues. Because you'd have conservatives who would support one freedom issue, but then they would say, well, I don't want people to have freedom in that other part of their life. And the same thing would happen with liberals. And I would tell them, you know, freedom is the one thing you can't have unless you allow others to have it. And that goes for you too, President Trump. You can't have free speech if you don't allow other people to have it. If you don't understand the purpose of government is to defend our God-given rights, not the ones that are granted by government or by Jack Dorsey or by anybody else in Silicon Valley. If you don't understand that that is our right as a human being and that the purpose of government is to defend that right, I don't really know what else to say about this. So as President Trump is actually right on that. Zero Hedge point out, well, are they going to fact check tweets by Biden? Some of the things that Biden has said. Donald Trump is the most corrupt president in modern American history, and his recovery efforts are making that clearer than ever. You going to fact check that, Twitter? I mean, you could fact check that. There's a lot of facts on the other side of that. We're not going to allow you to have a debate, though. We will have appointed truth declarers who will decide everything for you. Or this one from Joe Biden. We need a president who believes in science. Oh, yeah. If you disagree with him on policy, then you don't agree with science. Heard that applied to myself many times, even about being a COVID denier. I'm a coronavirus denier. I'm a pandemic denier. I'm a climate denier. People who say this are trying to gaslight you. People who say this are trying to sell you their own cultic religious beliefs or their political beliefs. What I'm concerned about in all this, when I look at this, is Jared Kushner, as Salon points out, wanting to remove freedom from the GOP platform in an effort to appeal black voters. Specifically, what he wants to do is they wanted to change the phrase school choice to education freedom scholarships. He said, no, no, I don't like that. That's going to offend black people. Why would black people be offended by education freedom? I don't understand. But, you know, this is Jared Kushner, who has been put in charge of many things in the Trump administration. He's been in charge of peace in the Middle East. He's been in charge of stopping the opioid epidemic, of criminal justice reform, of revamping and relabeling the North American Free Trade Agreement. How did that work out for us? Building the border wall and many other things. How have all those things worked out, all those Jared Kushner events? One of the things that Kushner is talking about doing is he said, we need, quote, something like the 10 principles we believe in, unquote. Now, where would you ever find 10 principles that we could believe in? I just don't know. I mean, there are 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. Could you use those? No, not those. Remember when Newt Gingrich had his contract with America? He had 10 points. Just kind of ad hoc 10 points that he had there. I ran for Congress 2 years later, 1996, and I said, here's my contract with America. And I talked about how the Bill of Rights is being, at that time, that was 24 years ago, at that time, being denied on every point. I said, my contract with America is the Bill of Rights. I don't know where these Republicans are coming from. And let me tell you something else. He says, we also need a policy map and something like a mission statement. Well, let me give you a mission statement, Jared. How about the Declaration of Independence? Can you find a mission statement in that? Is that the mission of government? To protect our God-given rights? Well, maybe not, right? Maybe you and I have that mission. Maybe our mission is the second part of that opening paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. That when a government becomes destructive of our God-given rights, it is our right and duty to alter or abolish that government. And I don't care what the labels they put on themselves, Republican or Democrat. Maybe Jared Kushner at his Bilderberg and Davos meetings couldn't come up with a 10-point program or a mission statement. But you know, Jared, we always had one here in America, and we're not going to let you rewrite it. Makes me absolutely sick. I didn't get a chance to get into what the Democrats are trying to do to disobedient churches here. I mean, you want to talk about people that are over the top, like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. As I pointed out yesterday, you know, they got massive shootings over the Memorial Day weekend, but what was she involved in? Well, she was raiding a black church in Chicago and then threatening Romanian churches with a SWAT team. And now she's gone to the point of saying that she's these churches, if they disobey her executive commands, that she might bring against them what's called summary abatement. And you got de Blasio saying that these churches who disobey his orders may be permanently shut down. Well, summary abatement would not only permanently shut down these Romanian churches who lived under communist rulers, they know what this is about. But just like the Chinese, it would allow her to even go so far as to bulldoze their buildings. Yeah, we better get the Bill of Rights back in our mission statement.